Well, hello there, everybody. I am actually on time today. Wow, check me out. This is the Wild Ginger Running live broadcast, the competition broadcast. We do this every single month, and today is no different. It's the end of May, and we're going to give away a grand total of £498 worth of trail and ultra running goodies away to patrons. So, if you're not already a patron, then now is the time to sign up because you've still got 15 minutes. At least your name could be pulled out of the hat if you sign up now. So basically, patrons are the loyal supporters of my channel. You can sign up for as little as £5 a month, which is like the price of, well, a cup of coffee these days, not even a slice of cake, hey? You get automatically entered into the monthly competition if you are a patron, and you also get to access the patron Facebook group where we chat amongst ourselves. You also get to ask any of my elite athletes or coaches questions. You get priority in asking those questions, and there's some extra films as well. So yeah, lots of exciting things there for supporters of Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel. So yeah, and all those discount codes as well, I forgot to mention. So we have got some just general discount codes which I'll read out just now. But there's also some special ones just for patrons, including an Innovate one where at the moment today we get a 20% off full price Innovate items from their website. By tomorrow it will have changed to 15%. So if you would like to avail yourself of this amazing offer, then sign up right now to be a patron, and you will get the code. So yeah, we've got a 15% off cheer charge code. The details are in the film description below. I might just read that out because I just should probably read it out, and just in case no one could be bothered to click. Okay, it's code WILDG15 for cheer charge, 15% off. And then I've got a 20% off 18 Noir Ultra, really nice dark chocolate. You have to go to a special place online, so do click in the film description below or go in the podcast show notes for that one. And the code is 80, 80NUWGR, so that stands for Noir Ultra, that NU there. Yeah, so that is the discounts. And what happens here is I welcome the new patrons because every month we get often at least one person signs up on Patreon, and then I'm gonna just have a little chat about what patrons have been up to. Everyone's been posting in the Facebook group and it's really friendly in there, and we all give each other support about things. And then I'm going to show you what's in this month's competition and draw the results, and then I'll show you what's in next month's competition. So don't worry if you haven't won. There's only about 100 patrons, so you will win something over the course of the year. So don't be discouraged if you haven't won this time. You will win at some point, and you'll probably win a prize worth the value of your money back, to be honest. Okay, so we have got a couple of people watching live already. Hello, Tadeusz, how are you? Yes, it's the Neem Valley Races on Saturday. That's the event that I organise. It's a 10-mile and a 20-mile race, and Tadeusz is coming to that. So looking forward to seeing you there. Alex Knight, hi Alex, says, well done on the UTS 50K. Yeah, that was Ultra Trail Snowdonia. So thrilled to complete that last. Was it last Saturday or the one before? Time has flown. But that was 55K, well, 35 miles through Snowdonia, with two climbs of Snowdon and two other mountains as well. So it was tough, but it was really good. It was really hot. Yeah, it was really good. You can watch the film of that. If you click the film description below, there is a link to that film. So do give that a watch. And if you do decide to become a patron, there's an uncut version of that film with lots of heavy breathings. So yes. Or if you want to be a member on YouTube, there's also a version of it there as well. It's just, you get to see the bits before I just chop everything out of it. So you just get like a little bit more of an insight as to what happened on the race. Okay, so gonna welcome some new patrons now. So we've got new patrons this month. We have Christian Poulton, who also did the UTS 50K. Well done to him. We've got Stephen Hopkins, Helen Plant, and Thuri from Iceland. I hope that I pronounced your name right. Thank you everybody for supporting Wild Ginger Running. It's really, really kind of you. And buffs are due in the middle of August to Thuri and Stephen. Oh, I forgot the buffs again. Let me just go and get the buffs. these are the buffs that you get. Don't know if I need to wear these. These are the buffs that you get if you support me at the there's a certain tier that you can support me at on Patreon where you get one of these actual buffs sent to you after 3 months loyalty. So that's obviously a wonderful, wonderful addition to your trail running wardrobe. And then if you don't want to support me at that level, you can always buy a buff from my website. I've got this snazzy orange here. We've got a cool electric blue, and then we have hot pink as well. The hot pink ones been going like hotcakes, so that is seems to be a favorite, but you can choose from all three colors there. They're only about a tenner or something like that. So what have we been up to? Yes, as Alex mentioned, I've completed the Ultra Trail Snowdonia 50k. Absolutely thrilled. Hope you watched the film. If you haven't watched the film, definitely give it a watch. And then last weekend, I went to help at the Meriden checkpoint of the Elephant, Bear and Bull 100 mile hike, well, event, organised by the LDWA, the Long Distance Walkers Association. So I went there because it's where I am from, around the Coventry area, and my former teacher Anne Wade, who I recently interviewed about her 100 mile running exploits, see the link to our chat in the film description or the podcast notes below. So I recently interviewed her and she was telling me all about it, so I just really wanted to be a part of it, and it was really, really fun. I met some people there who watched the channel too, and the thing that I was really struck by was the amazing number of older people who were just going great guns, like loads of people in their 60s, loads of people like my age too, but like loads of people in their 60s, and then there must have been a good proportion of people in their 70s at this checkpoint, 70 odd miles into a 100 mile hike, and I just really hope that I'm like that. I just thought that was a great event and I really enjoyed helping out there. And I think that I want to marshal at more things, but I can't really justify the time away, and you know, like to further afield events. This was fine because it was like really, it's like 20 minutes away from my parents' house. So it was actually really fine to leave Finley there and just do this marshalling just for a few hours. But I'd love to marshal at events like the UTS and like the Montane Lakeland 50 that I'm planning to do in July. And I would love to marshal at more things, but at the moment I can only prioritise just going away for the race. But maybe as Finley gets older, I'll be able to do more marshalling. And definitely like as I retire, I definitely want to keep in the race loop. Well, maybe I'll still be racing, but you know, I want to do more marshalling as well. So if you have marshalled at an event or you really enjoy marshalling as well as running, then do let me know in the comments below, because I think it's a really great way to give back to the running community. Cool, we've got some live questions as well. Maria Nutston wants to know, she says, congrats on that race, the film was inspirational. Yay, which shorts did I use? They looked comfy and light. Well, I actually used some shorts from Soar, that's right, S-O-A-R. They're really expensive. I obviously only have them because I was sent them, because it's a new company. They cost £125 retail price, and I have ordered in a few similar shorts. They're sort of really lightweight cycling shorts with a flappy short material around the side, and they actually are men's, but they seem to fit fine. They actually were shorts over the top of these cycling shorts, but the middle bit was just like, what's that doing there? Why do I need that? So I just chopped it, and it's now like just a little frilly skirt type thing. So yeah, it's just like a little bit more modesty to these sort of slim cycling shorts there. So yeah, they are really comfy. I can't fault them. Like, I have tried some other ones like it and I haven't found anything that doesn't like ride up in the leg or just isn't as a comfy like on the inseam. So yes, I know they're £125, but knowing what I know, no, I still can't spend £125 on shorts. Sorry. So that's why I have to still keep doing this job forever. Okay, Tracy's here. Hi, Tracy. She says she's not been very active in the group because she's got a new dog. Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful. She's been doing some good adventures. And well done on UTS 50. Yay. Yes, I did it. Thank you, everyone. Kev JH is here as well. Ah, James W is here as well. I just got your message on Patreon, James. I need to reply to you. Thank you very much for that message. Yep, Kev JH says, see you in some Scortneys soon then. So some Scorts. Yes, I do like a Scort. And yes, we could, yeah, I haven't tried the Decathlon ones, but yeah, definitely try some. I've got funny legs. I've got like really, like, I know I'm not fat, I'm not fishing for any compliments or anything like that, but I've got really big legs at the top and my thighs rub together, so I really have to be careful what shorts I wear. I can't just wear them skimpy 80s shorts because I'll just get chafed beyond belief and it will be miserable. Anyway, let's get on to what some other people in the Facebook group have been doing this month. I am very impressed by everybody. If you ever want a shout out, then just put it in the Facebook group and I will give you a nice shout out. Oh, here's some pictures of the event that I was marshalling on. See there, there's some, everybody was wearing a green t-shirt. Top right, that's Mrs. Wade. If you are listening to this on the podcast, then there should be a link to the original YouTube version so you can watch it and see these pictures. Look, there's lots of people there. We were at the checkpoint, we were giving them all food. We spread it out all on the table. That's some people coming into the checkpoint there. That's Mrs. Wade attending to somebody's blister because she's really good at that kind of thing. And this is all of us helping. That's me, Adam and Hannah and Mrs. Wade. And Hannah is Mrs. Wade's daughter and Adam is her husband. It was really nice to hang out with her because I went to school with Hannah as well. She's a couple of years younger than me. Yeah, and there's just like tons of really cool people doing this event. I just was overwhelmed by how cool everybody was. It was really nice to do. I very much enjoyed it. Okay, right, now pictures of patrons. So we have Tina. Hey, there she is. Tina did, oh my god, amazing, absolutely amazing. She did no less than 66.5 miles of the Chester 100 Ultra, and this was a super hot day. And she's just recovered from an injury using a load of strength work. So that is just incredible. Well done, Tina. This is a nice picture here of you running along, looking absolutely brilliant. So congratulations on that. And don't worry about DNFing. DNFing is good for learning experiences. So I think you've just done incredibly to come back from that injury and get so far. It's absolutely amazing. Then Matt Walker did the Cape Wrath Ultra. Yeah, he put a post in the Facebook group saying it's my fault that he's done it because I tried to do it. He DNF'd on day four last time, like I did. If you want to watch my film of that DNFing occasion, then I've put a link to it in the film description or the podcast show notes below. So that's just a good one to watch if you think you want to do a multi-day event like that and you just think, oh, can I do it? There's lots of tips for you there. Oh, I think I just cut out a little bit there. Sorry about that. I was just going on about the Cape Wrath Ultra film, wasn't I? I hope I'm still online. Let me just check. Yes, okay. Yeah, sorry, I just moved my computer and something, just the screen went black, so who knows what was happening there. Okay, so yes, the Cape Wrath Ultra link, how not to do it, is in the film description below, but Matt Walker completed it, so we'll have to, if you are listening, Matt, it'd be good to have an interview with you, so you can tell us all how to actually complete the Cape Wrath Ultra. That would be fantastic. Phil Haddock has been doing plenty of hill training for the Lakeland 50 this July, so I'll see you there, Philip, including he's done the Howgills Marathon and he went round the Yorkshire Three Peaks route as well, so that's absolutely fantastic. Well done to you there, Philip. Kat Elizabeth has been inspired by her friend Chris completing the Antarctic Marathon in December, having taken up running in retirement. So yeah, these old people, they're just doing amazingly. I just really want to be still running when I'm old, or at least hiking with poles. David Grimsell says, hi David, and good luck to all the patrons at the Neen Valley races this Saturday. Yes, that's such a great thing to say, David. I can't wait to meet everybody there as well, and we'll get a new patron photo for the Facebook group as well, so that will be fantastic. Tony Reeves had a great time at a 5k race down Della Pre de Lepre Abbey, and is he's looking ahead to the Nene Valley Races 10-mile event on Saturday. That's the races that I organise. There's still a few 20-mile places available, but only today. No more 20-mile places left after today. And then he's off to Yorkshire with the Camper Tribe camper van that he won from the February Wild Ginger Running competition. So we'll be interested. I think he's going to make a film about that, so we'll all be able to watch that. Lisa will also be doing the Nene Valley 10, which is going to be her first ever race. Lisa Mason, you are going to love it, definitely, Lisa. It's definitely a great one for your first race. So good luck, and I will look forward to meeting you there as well. Tadeusz has been trying new gels, sunscreen, food and clothing out on his long runs in training for his 84K race, plus printing out a gradient profile. This is really good planning, Tadeusz, and I will also see you on Saturday for the race. Yeah! Christian Poulton has been doing the UTS 50K, and then he followed that up with a race up Cadder the following weekend, so that is very impressive, Christian. Peter DB and Patrick McCann have met each other. I have a picture. This is just Peter, but Peter and Patrick met each other at the Maverick races in Surrey, which is fantastic. I hope you had a really good time there. It looks quite warm. It's been very warm of late, hasn't it? But cold today. And Alex Knight, who I think is watching right now, she has been doing an amazing race called Run the Tide, which sounds fantastic, especially in this heat that we've been having lately. Lovely to get your feet wet in cold water in this temperature. Severin has done a 10K after having some biomechanical issues. I'm sure I have a picture of Severin here. Yes, because her medal is amazing. She's had the Lurgy as well for a couple of months, so she's done this 10K, absolutely fantastic, and check out that medal. It's a cookie with a hole in it and a string. That is amazing. I love that medal. You wouldn't be able to keep it, would you? You'd just have to eat that quickly. And then, oh, there's some good photos of this one, actually. David Thompson has been doing the Thames Path 100. He's done it. This is the second time he's done it. And this time it was incredibly muddy. Just look at the mud in this photo here. It's just so squelchy. You wouldn't expect that on the Thames Path, would you? Congratulations, David, on such an amazing race. 100 miles. Very good. Rich Simpson, who is training for the Line 300-mile race, did the 32-mile Preseli Ultra Beast as part of his training, so that's fantastic. He's going great guns. And Marie Burton did 19 miles on the Cumbria Way in a great time and with lots of great pictures of some sheep. I'm sure I've got a picture of her. Where is Marie's picture? I will just get it here. Where's the sheep? There we go. There we are. There's Marie. Lovely smiling face. And she took lots of lovely pictures of the sheep, which are always very cute. So well done to you, Marie. Jeff Graham, who was a new patron for us last month, he ran his 29th marathon and he will be 60 in July. Wow, he has another 9 races booked this year, including the Chicago Marathon. Fantastic stuff, Jeff. Congratulations. That's absolutely brilliant. Cool. Okay. Well, that's what everybody's been up to this month. If you want a shout out in time for next month, then do just put something on the Facebook page and I will tell the world what you've been up to. I'm gonna put all the competition pictures up in a sec, but I'm just gonna read out some live comments because some questions have been coming in. So we've got Johnny has said he is working from home, so he's able to tune in. Oh, cool! Well, I hope you win something, Johnny. I will put in a good word for you with the competition gods. Trail Running Phil says, will I give the UTS another? Oh no, not the UTS. Will you give it another crack, Claire? The Kate Rath Ultra. Do you know what? I would like to, but I'm just not fast enough. I'm not fit enough and I'm not fast enough. And even when I didn't have a child, my training didn't take me there. I think maybe I should build up to something like that. Like what I really actually want to do is the UTMB over 6 days. It's more like 20 miles a day with like 1 to 2,000 meters of ascent over 6 days. So that's a kind of easier than the Cape Wrath Ultra. There is altitude, but yeah. I kind of saw the things on the Cape Wrath Ultra that I wanted to do. I did 5 days of it and it was really, really cool. But also, the sleeping in tents isn't like the funnest thing, and not having a shower isn't the funnest thing. So I think I'm just getting old and maybe I just want a bit of luxury and I want to go to do the UTMB and stay in a nice hut and drink beer in the evening. And yeah, sleep in a real bed. But anyway, so yeah, I'm not sure that I'll give it a crack because there's just so many other things to do. But it was a great experience, and I definitely recommend it to anybody who is fitter and faster than I am. NH says, been following you for years, but this year finally got in shape. Woohoo! Well done, NH. Oh, you've done several 10 to 15K trail races. Amazing. Oh my goodness, 58 km Jurassic Coast the other week, and then managed to run the first 24K and walk the rest. That's amazing. That's basically what ultra running is. You run as far as you go, run as far as you want, and then you just walk. Stride out with poles. That's what Mrs. Wade said, isn't it? In the latest interview that I did with her. Anyway, right, let's get on to the competition. Right, what do we got? Need to scroll really far down. Okay, we've got a Lakeland Trails race place. Worth £52. So that's a picture of some people having some fun, looking happy on the Lakeland Trails. And I'll just pop their logo up there. Oh. And we've also got an ultralight. Where is that? Oh, here we are. An ultralight and watertight adventure medical kit. So that's worth £50. So this is only 190 grams. It's designed for 1 to 4 people on trips up to 4 days. So it's a first aid kit for anybody who's going to be exposed to the elements, because it's got two inner Dryflex waterproof liners and a seam sealed outer bag. So there's lots of protection from the elements from this watertight medical first aid kit. So that is a fantastic prize there. There's also an Om waist belt. So this is the third time that we've had the Om waist belt in. It's the waist belt 6, so it's 6 liters of capacity. And Om have recently, they've started a repair service. So if you've got any Om kit that's kind of seen better days, then you can send it to them and they will repair it for you. So that sounds brilliant. Then we have a Questars race place worth £120. So Questars is it is adventure racing. So I used to do this back in the day, and I don't do it so much anymore just because it's there's more to organise, so it's harder with a kid. But it's absolutely fantastic. What you do is you navigate from point to point. First running, then biking, and then there's a kayak section as well. So it's just really fun. You do it in teams of two or three. You can do it solo as well, but they're really, really fun events. And I'm going to film one in the Cotswolds, and that is in July. So if someone wins this and they want to do the event in July, I am still looking for a person to be my partner on that. So you could come and run around with me and be filmed. So that is a fantastic race space worth £120. Then we have this other amazing prize, which is the Everard Pilates package. So we interviewed Ian, Owen Everard, who is an elite runner over in Ireland, and he did as a Pilates taster a couple of months back. So he is giving us a Pilates package worth £215. It's 2 months of his Pilates course, three exercise bands, and his back aware belt, which is a thing that you tie around your back, and it tells you whether your back is straight or not when you're doing the exercises. So that is a fantastic prize. Thank you so much to Owen for that. And that can be done anywhere. So yeah, anywhere across the world you can join, because it's all on Zoom, the and YouTube, all of the Pilates courses that he does. And then the final prize is Dartmoor Trail and Fell Running by Colin Kirk Potter. I'm sure I have a picture of that book. Where is it? If not, I just got the book here. It is here. This book. I'll just hold it down there. Can't find it. Where has it gone? Yes, here we are. Dartmoor Trail and Fell Running by Colin Kirkpatrick. Absolutely wonderful book. I'll just do a little flick through there so you can see. Like, it's got routes there from everything from like 5K to your ultras. Lots of lovely, inspiring pictures. Look at that. They've got beautiful, beautiful sunset there. And Dartmoor's an absolutely fantastic place to run. There's a 100-miler in there, in Dartmoor, in the autumn slash winter, and it does sound very appealing. But yeah, if you fancy a bit of trail running down in the southwest, then get yourself involved with that book by Colin Kirkpatrick. There's 31 great runs in there. So somebody's going to win that today. Let me just find the Lakeland Trails logo again, because that has gone AWOL. Lakeland Trails logo. There we go. Cool. Okay, so let's find out who's going to win all of these prizes then. Let's just delete all these pictures so we don't get confused. Right, okay. Press the button. I think if I take my headphones off, you can hear the ding of the button. Shall we try it? Let's try it. Right, let's try that. Let's take these off, because I don't think I need to wear these unless I'm interviewing someone. Okay, right, it's landed on... This is for the ultra light and watertight medical kit, by the way. It has landed on... This is amusing. I think he's watching right now. It's Johnny Doyle. You've won, Johnny. Yay! I think he's watching right now. So congratulations, Johnny. You will be receiving one of these in the post. Next one, we've got the Arm Waist Belt 6. So, can't press that. There we go. Right, we have Mike Haler is going to win the Arm Waist Belt 6. Congratulations, Mike. Then we've got now, this will be the Lakeland Trails Race Place now, worth up to £52. It's Philip Haddock, yay! And he is just on his break in time. Ah, I love it when people are watching and they win. Phil, you've just won. You've just tuned in and you've just won. That's fantastic. Okay, so the next prize is the Questars race. Okay, and that is Jade Barrett. Jade, you have won the Questars race worth £120. And then the next one is the Owen Everard 2 month Pilates taster package. Let's see who's won that. Oh, keep pressing the, keep pressing the wrong button. Deleting people's names. Okay, it's Tadeusz Cantwell. You have won. Are you listening, Tadeusz? Are you on? I think he is. Yes, you are. Yes, so you'll be getting that. Oh God, I hope it gets through to you. We've had some difficulties getting items through to Ireland, but I hope that you will be able to receive those just fine. And Lisa Mason is the next person that is winning the Dartmoor Trail and Fell Running Routes by Colin Kirkpatrick. Yay! Well done, Lisa. Fantastic. That's brilliant. And Phil's here and he's, yay! Oh, I love it. Oh, loads of people are here. Jade's here as well. Philip says, yes, I've won. Jade says, how exciting, thank you. Johnny Doyle, excellent. Oh, yes, oh, loads of people are here. Oh, I love it when so many people are here. Usually like, yep, so-and-so's won, and they're not here. So-and-so's won, oh, and they're not here. But don't be disheartened if you haven't won this time. You are sure to win next time, surely, surely, because June 2023 brings a whole host of new prizes to the Wild Ginger Running Trail and Ultra Running YouTube channel. So let's see what we've got. I arranged these all really nicely earlier, so it should look very pretty on the screen. So the first prize up for grabs is a really delicious bundle from 18 Noir Ultra, who we have the chocolate hot chocolate discount with. So Carol is giving me a Go Anywhere flask. I've got one of these. They're really, really nice little flasks to put your hot chocolate in. Can take any hot beverage, actually. She's giving us 3 Discovery Porridges, which have a sprinkling of chocolate in. Looks absolutely delicious. And 3 of the Chocolate Orange drinking beads. So it's gone a bit cooler, hasn't it? Now that it's turning into June, obviously. It's just gone cool. So yeah, hot chocolate is now a good choice. You can also drink it cold, and you can just eat the the drinking beads straight from the packet like I do. So that's from 18 Watt Ultra, and definitely have a look on their website if you are a big fan of dark chocolate, or if you've got, like, you know, like if your dad likes it for Father's Day, it's a really good gift, or if you've got any birthdays coming up for people, it's a really beautiful gift. It tastes gorgeous, and I've got 20% off, so just use the special code and the special link in my film description below and in the podcast show notes if you want to take advantage of that. That's for anyone, you don't have to be a patron. And then the next prize that we have up for grabs is a hot and cold wrap from Ultimate Performance. So there's a hot and cold wrap. You stick a couple of hot or cold packs to go with it. So I've got these little packs. You can either put them in the microwave, the hot one there, or in the freezer to make it cold, obviously. And then you slide the pack in, and then you Velcro the wrap around you. So you can use it on your leg, on your calf, on your arm, around your back, like over your shoulders. So it's really good. So you don't have to like hold a cold pack on with a tea towel, or like peas on with a tea towel. You could fill it with peas, actually. That cold wrap is worth £40, and the packs to go with it are worth £20, and there's some hot and cold gels and a freeze spray that they're going to put in as well. So that's a really nice recovery bundle from Ultimate Performance there. So the total of that is £82. Oh, the hot chocolate bundle, by the way, was £50, just in case I don't know if anyone actually tots up the totals. Just check that my maths is right. Maths is not my strongest point. And then we've got another Lakeland Trails race place worth up to £52. So they're on a sustainability drive at the moment, and this is the 20th year that they've been operating. So if you choose the Tees Not Trees option for 5 races, you'll get the 5th one for free. So I think I'm saying that right. Yeah, have a look at their races. They're absolutely brilliant. They're the first trail races that I ever did. And I just really, really love them. I just think they're amazing. They're always so friendly. They've got one of those drumming bands to start with as well. And so it's just like a really fun day out for all the family. I think that was going there in my super duper layout. Okay, then we've got a couple of backpacks. We've got the Silver Strive Light, which is just here. And that is, that says that you can avoid a sweaty back, because it's got stretch mesh fabrics in all the body contact areas. It's developed with Silver's team of ultra runners. It's got front pockets. It includes 2 240 milliliter soft flasks, and extra pockets if you're using a remote battery for your head torch, integrated whistles, loads of easily accessed pockets, and weatherproof waist pockets, compression cords as well. And you can get, you could actually, if you don't want this is the 10 litre one that you're going to win, and it's £92, but Silver don't mind if you want the ultralight one, which is £55, or the light black 5 litre one, which is £75. So you can choose which Silver backpack you want, but this is the most expensive one. It's 10 litres. If you don't have a backpack at all, I recommend 10 litres, because you can put 5 litres of stuff in there and be fine. And the weight difference between a 5 litre pack and a 10 litre pack is not massive. So you may as well get a slightly bigger one, and be able to carry everything come winter. That's just my advice if you're only going to buy one pack. Dynafit Ultra 12 Vest is the next prize. I can't remember what went in that gap. Oh, a book. So the next prize is the Dynafit Ultra 12 Vest. It's worth £115, developed for longer ultra runs where more kit might be needed. Stretch compartments on the front and side, 3 overlapping pockets on the back to give easy access to food and hydration. That sounds good. I really want to test this pack, actually. It's got 2 500 milliliter soft flasks as well, and 3 different ways to store your poles. So that sounds excellent. There is also a removable waterproof pocket, not sure what that's for, reflective details for road safety, integrated whistle, and it's built from super light fabrics, so it only weighs 190 grams. So the sizes for that are extra small / small, medium / large, and XL. So they could have just called it small, medium, large, but but yes, those are the sizes of that backpack. So if you win that, you'll have to let me know your size. Okay, then the last prize in next month's competition is a really fantastic book that I also have here. It's called Southeast Trail Running. So this is worth £20. It's by Mark Rainsey and it's 65 great runs in the southeast of England from 5k all the way up to 69k. So it's published by the same people as the book in the last competition, the Dartmoor Trail and Fell Running by Colin Kirkpotter. And it's a similar format, but just twice the runs. So we've got some really good maps there of the runs and great descriptions and really inspiring photos as well. So it's just really nice, isn't it, to have a book of an area. And this is the southeast, and you wouldn't think there was like tons of great trail running in the southeast, but there's 61, 65 here. So there must be loads of really good trail runs. And just, I just find getting a book like this just makes me want to go exploring. So it's really nice to get a book like that and explore the local area. Or not local area, book a holiday. So these are the prizes for next month. Absolutely fantastic prizes. I hope that that means that you'll sign up on Patreon if you haven't already. If you are a loyal patron, I hope that you win one of these prizes. And if you would like to sign up, that would be fantastic, because the only reason this channel runs is because patrons support it. So basically, if you all left, then I'd have to get a proper job. So I hope that you like all the films on YouTube and all the advice and the chats that we have with coaches. Remember, if you're a patron, you get priority in and asking your questions to all the guests that we have on the channel, coaches, nutritionists, elite athletes, normal people as well. So it's just fantastic to be here with you, and thank you so much to everybody who is already a patron. Oh, and another person's here as well. Lisa's here, so she knows that she won a prize too. Yeah, oh, amazing. You got the book, Lisa. Fantastic. Severin says you can post that chocolate package directly to me. Thanks. I know, it's so nice, isn't it? I love it. And Sean's here as well. Oh, Maria's just signed up. Oh, thanks, Maria. Yay, an extra patron. That's fantastic. It's really great of you to join the gang. I will be messaging you shortly on Patreon and sharing the link to the exclusive Facebook group. So I will welcome you in there in just a moment. Thanks, Maria. Cool. Okay, well, that seems like a good high point to end on. Yeah, if you do want to sign up on Patreon and be in with a chance to win all these amazing prizes, then do it now. What have you got to lose? Nothing. Okie dokie. See you soon. Bye, people.